strange description of the incestuous relationship between Lot and his daughters is found in the Gemara Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. There the Gemara explains that a person should perform a mitzvah at the soonest possible moment, because we see by the Bnos Lot, the Olam Yaktim Adam Ledavar Mitzvah. A person should always hurry to do a mitzvah, Shebeschar Laila Achas, Shaktamas Bechira Letzira, because of the one night that the elder daughter was with her father Lot, Zachta V'kadma Arba Doros B'Yisrael Malchus. She was Zocha to have kings, descendants as kings, four generations earlier. Strange is an understatement. A mitzvah, Haktim Davil Mitzvah. How is it possible that one of the most severe averos in the entire Torah is categorized as a mitzvah? How can something so immoral, sacrilegious, and indecent produce kings of any sort? So let it be clear from the outset that in no way, shape, or form am I permitting, encouraging, or downplaying illicit relationships, Rachmana Litzlan. But in some very deep mystical way, Hashkacha had it that some sort of mitzvah had taken place, which I would like to explore. So let's rewind to last week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach. The Pasuk records that some individual escaped the battle of the kings to report the abduction of Lot to his dear uncle, Avram Avinu. The description of this phantom reporter is in two simple words. Vayavo ha-palat. And the palat, the one who escaped, came forward to Avram Avinu. And while Rashi says that the palat was Og, the Baal Turim quotes from the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that it was actually Michal. The angel, the Malach Michal. So what was Michal doing there? Why was Michal charged with the mission of reporting Lot's abduction? The Jikover explains as follows. The king of the wars, the four and the five kings in last week's parsha, represented the eventual Milchemes Gog u'Magog, the final war, the final world war. And Lot represented Mashiach, because Mashiach is a descendant of Lot. Lot fathered Moab, his daughter, oldest daughter gave birth to Moab with him. And Ruth came from Moab, David came from Ruth, and Mashiach, of course, comes from David. That means Mashiach's neshama is embedded in Lot. And the Pasuk in Daniel says that Michal will announce the arrival of Mashiach. So Michal is responsible for Mashiach's arrival and ending Milchemes Gog u'Magog. So it's Michal's responsibility to ensure Lot's safety, because that's ensuring Mashiach's safety. Michal has a long-awaited mission of announcing Michal's arrival. But if Lot is killed before releasing the neshama of Mashiach to the next generation, then Michal cannot accomplish his mission, perhaps his greatest mission. In order to ensure the birth and arrival of Mashiach, it was the duty of Michal to have Lot freed from captivity. So that's why the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says, Vayavo ha-palat, referring to Michal. But not only does Michal announce the arrival of Mashiach, but we also know that Eliyahu does, Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu is going to be Mevaser the Gula. He's going to be Mevaser the arrival of Mashiach. Did Eliyahu participate in the rescue of Lot? Is Eliyahu anywhere to be found here? And then Jikover points out an incredible remez which indicates that Eliyahu and Michal worked in tandem to ensure the safety of Lot. In other words, Vayavo Apalit, you can find the letters Eliyahu. And the remaining letters are Beis Peyutes, which is the Gematria 101, which is the same Gematria as Michal. So both Eliyahu and Michal contributed to the rescue of Lot, ensuring the birth of Mashiach. The Chida points out further, a nice remez highlighting that Lot carried the neshama of Mashiach. The Gematria of Lot is 45. Adam is also 45. Adam Harishon carried all the neshamas of mankind, including, of course, the neshama of Mashiach. So Adam stands for the Aleph Dalet Mem, stands for Adam, David, Mashiach. The fact that Lot shares the same Gematria of Adam underscores that Lot carried the neshama of Mashiach, of David and Mashiach. Lot equals Adam. So Rav Tzadik explained that Lot was a Rasha on the outside. His very name, Lot, means to curse, that he was cursed. But in the inside, he had the neshama of Mashiach. He had the neshama of Mashiach stored away. Lot carried the DNA of Mashiach. This DNA has been passed on from generation to generation to his descendants, until this neshama is embodied into the right body, into the body that fits the Mashiach, until the actual Mashiach comes. But how do you extract that hidden neshama? What is the secret ingredient to draw down those neshamos to the next generation? How do you pull out the Mashiach from someone like Lot? So we know, Nichnas Yayin Yatzasur. With the entering of wine comes out the secret. When a person is drunk, he pours out his heart and shares the innermost secrets. In Ruchni, it's the same as it was through the drinking of wine and Lot getting drunk that led to the events of Benos Lot, which in turn affected the birth of Mashiach. Even though we would never promote such an outrageous act, in the end of the day, this was the code breaker to releasing the Mashiach, the Neshama of Mashiach. It was in this way that the events of Benos Lot are considered a mitzvah. The Gemara Mesachim Daf Kuf Yud Tesman Beis discusses an amazing debate that will take place at a special meal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prepare for tzaddikim during the times of Mashiach. And when it comes time to bench, they will honor the eldest member, Avraham Avinu, with leading a benching. He declines on the account of his son Yishmael. And the cup makes its way around the table with each tzaddik rejecting his worthiness to lead benching. But when the coast makes its way to the hand of David HaMelech, he accepts reciting the pasuk, Kos Yishuos Esa Uveshem Hashem Akro. How does this pasuk promote David's worthiness? Kos Yishuos Esa, I will lift up the coast of bringing Yishuos, and the name of Hashem I shall call out. Rav Tzadik explains because it was the coast of Benos Lot that led to the Yeshua. It was the coast Yeshuos. It was David who understood this quite clearly, since he was the product of this coast, and he was the progenitor of Mashiach. It was the coast of Benos Lot that eventually brought about David and Mashiach. This was quite apropos that he led benching as the Suda, at the Suda of Mashiach. So we should be zocha to see the day soon, decorated with the su'ud and honored by the presence of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, with the B.S. Gold, tzaddikim here v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.